Hey there, fabulous listeners. You're tuned into an episode of the Planner Girl Playbook. I'm Daniela, your host and the proud creator of PixelPlannerGirl.com. In this series, we dive into the thrilling world of business. Get ready to uncover innovative strategies and discover valuable tips that will elevate your business to new heights. Today, we're jumping into a segment of our series all about how to rapidly boost your cash flow when in a financial crunch. So let's get started.
Episode 5, Master New Skills While Leveraging Old Ones During a Financial Crunch. As you do the work organizing your income and expenses, along with making goals for the future and to weather the financial crunch, you may want to find ways to increase your income by using new or even old skills. No matter how comfortable you think you are in your current business, you can always find new ways to bring in more money if you're paying attention. Here are 8 things you should try. List your skills. Take the time to analyze your skill set thoughtfully. What are you doing today to make money? And what skills did you use in the past to make money? As you list your skills, you may note some ideas you can use from your past to help. For example, if you are currently a blogger, why not write on a contract for extra income? If you used to play in a band and can't now, why not start a YouTube channel or teach music from home? Number 2, find the gaps. When you list out your income sources right now, which gaps exist? Most millionaires have income from investments as well as business activities. List your sources of income so that you can locate any gaps that are underserving you. Number 3, teach yourself. Once you notice a gap, it's an opportunity to learn. You can teach yourself most things you need to know today by taking a class online or reading a book or even working with a coach. Number 4, add a new product. When you note the gaps, you might notice that you can add products to your offers. For example, if you're a popular YouTube star, you can start a clothing line or a makeup line or other additional products to your line to increase your income. Number 5, offer a new service. If you currently have a passive income business such as a blog, YouTube channel, or other non-service-based business, you can add a service to create an additional source of income. Number 6, try different investments. If you do have cash available during your financial crunch that isn't working for you, one way to use it is to set up an income-producing investment. For example, buying rental properties or purchasing an immediate annuity for monthly income. Number 7, get a part-time job. Were you a waiter in the past? Did you handle customer service calls in a call center? What are some jobs that you did in the past that you could revive now? As long as the part-time job doesn't take away your ability to work on your business, it can be an excellent stopgap to help you through any financial issues. And finally, number 8, sell your stuff. If you have a lot of stuff in your home that you are not using right now, consider selling it off. You can always get new stuff later when you're not in a crunch. That beautiful outdoor patio furniture you aren't using right now will not be missed as much as food on your table will be. The truth is, the best way to ensure financial comfort and safety is to earn multiple streams of income. When you have more than one stream, if one dries up or slows, the others usually make up the difference. Consider brushing up old skills and learning new ones so that you can increase your income streams as fast as possible.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Planner Girl Playbook, only on Pixel Planner Girl Radio. I'm thrilled to help you get one step closer to mastering your finances. Be sure to check out our show schedule for exciting upcoming episodes. And don't miss out on signing up for our newsletter for fresh weekly updates. Can't wait to catch you next time.